Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey everybody, since we've been on the topic of China, and we're talking about how they're buying all of our farmland, let me tell you another scenario, right? So everybody's worried about this EMP threat, and a lot of people are saying, oh, they'll never get an EMP over here. Well, maybe they won't have to get an EMP over here because they have so much land and they're building so many facilities here in the United States. Maybe they just build an EMP on the land, the thousands and probably millions of acres that they've bought.
Sean Ryan commenting on that threat of an EMP. This is an issue that comes up in varying times based on the headlines. But while the world looks pretty unstable and we watch the president going from place to place to try to secure a lot of these threats as they're happening far away, what about here at home? I want to invite onto the show William Fortune. He's the author of One Second After, One Year After, and The Final Day. One Second After, I have read multiple times. I have the audiobook. I recommend this so much when it comes to understanding what an EMP is and what kind of threat it is. We're excited to bring this author onto the show with us. William, thank you for being here today. It's a pleasure to have you.
Good afternoon, Annie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I got to say that anytime my husband and I go on a road trip, we put your book on and then we plan. And we're pausing and we're planning. We have made some good decisions, I think, because of the education that someone gets in this really compelling story. It is a story. It's not just like a help book. But I think it's important to talk about, first and foremost, what an EMP is and what kind of actual threat it could be in the environment we're in right now.
Okay, Annie. EMP is a very real threat. It means electromagnetic pulse weapons. It's created by putting a small nuclear weapon atop an ICBM, lofted into space, just get it out about 200 miles above,
The cutest puppy sitting next to you right now, I might add.
That's my assistant.
He's doing a great
job. He likes to crash these meetings. Okay, come on, Chloe. Where was I? Okay. Get the weapon about 200 miles above the United States. Worst case scenario is launching three such weapons, eastern, central, western United States. When they detonate, they set up something that's called the Compton effect. It's a gamma ray and electrostatic discharge that hits the Earth's surface, feeds into our electrical wiring, which are now antennas, feeds into the high tension lines, which start blowing offline and power plants. And literally 1 second after, the electrical grid of the United States starts going down. It's a catastrophic scenario. Worst case player for something like this would be North Korea. They don't need dozens or hundreds of nukes, three such weapons. And until 3 weeks ago, I was very worried about Iran as well. So that's it in shorthand. 80 to 90% of the population would perish a year after such an attack.
Oh, yeah, it is something that when I hear things like this, I like to think, oh, the United States government is completely prepared for that. This is when did you write One Second After? What year was that? What did you pen that?
Book came out. I started writing it actually in 2005.
Oh,
came out 4 years later. I didn't expect it to become what it became. 2 weeks later, it was on the New York Times bestseller list. It's been a major seller since. And 3 months ago, we sold the movie deal. They're working on that right now, and they're going to start filming in September. So it's going to get the word out.
That certainly is. So if you started writing this in 2005, if this was conceptually in your mind in 2005, I have to think that the American government would have been aware of it in 2005. We're 20 years past that moment in time right now. How prepared do you feel like the United States government is to protect the people of this country from such an EP?
Oh, yeah, really, really. President Trump, in his first term, started to work towards this. He demanded a review study by DOD, DOE, and others as to what was EMP, how do we prevent it from happening. But the moment Biden came into power, the study was actually dropped, literally on day one of his administration. We spent $1 trillion plus on green energy, which does nothing to protect our grid. Now that Trump is back, just a month or so ago, he announced what's called Golden Dome, which is to create a ballistic missile defense for the United States.
So when you're listening, when you hear this announcement of the Golden Dome, Pete Hegseth has commented on this quite a bit, as well as the defense secretary.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Does that hearten you a bit to know that we're thinking, at least publicly, like we're talking about it publicly now, that this is a defense system that the United States homeland actually needs?
When I started this 20 years ago and saw nothing, there was congressional studies in 2002, 2007. They said, this thing is real. We have to start reacting to it. And then we went years where nothing was being done. Golden Dome, to explain to your listeners, is a strategic missile defense for the United States. It's basically Iron Dome, the Israeli system, which we saw magnificent performance in the previous month. It's that system on steroids, designed to protect the strategic defense of the United States of intercontinental ballistic missiles before they get over American territory.
Mm, yeah, I heard that and I'm like, gosh darn it, I kind of wish that we had already had that. And just the people that are civilians like me don't even know it yet.
We did have a basic system. Under Ronald Reagan, it was called Strategic Defense Initiative. We did deploy some anti-ballistic missile systems in Alaska, but that was 40 years ago. A very, very low success rate for those systems. Today, with the modern technology we have, AI, you're talking about literally a bullet shooting a bullet from several thousand miles away. The math that goes into it must be amazing, but it can be done. It is being done. And within 3 years, we will have a basic system in place. Well, you just have to worry between now and then.
Yes. And fortunately, I at least in my opinion, is we have a commander in chief that is paying very close attention. We're speaking with William Fortune. He is the author of a book that I highly recommend. I don't read very many books multiple times. One Second After, I have multiple times. Also, the sequel, 1 Year After and The Final Day. You can go to onesecondafter.com for more information here. I want to highlight, too, like as you said, you started this story in 2005. One of the partners that you had, at least in the foreword, I don't know how involved he was in the whole process, Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House. Of course, he is still a prominent vocal voice in politics today. Newt Gingrich has been out there saying, hey, folks, this is a big deal. You need to be paying attention to this.
Yeah, Newt and I have been friends for 30 years. We've written 6 or 7 books together across the years on history. Newt gave the foreword to the book 1 Second After. And we're friends even to this day. So, yeah, he helped it make turn it into a bestseller. Newt points out this is maybe the major strategic defense issue for the United States in the 21st century. To prevent missiles from getting over the United States and detonating out in space. They don't have to hit a target anymore. Just get it out there. And basic technology the North Koreans already have.
So, William, I want to give you the opportunity to... While people can read the book and glean from it what I have, what my husband and I have gleaned from it, you hear about, I don't think we understand fully how much we rely on computers, how present they are and everything. Of course, I'm looking at you at a computer right now, but your cars have computers in them. Sometimes our bodies have systems in them that require the electrical grid to be functioning. There is a wide swath of danger that exists with something like this. Do you have any tips for people in anticipation, some basic things, practical prepping is what I call it, that folks, if they want to check out your book, some things you'd like to highlight.
Even before computers, electricity is the basic building block of a technological society, which we've now had for 125 years. We lose the electrical grid. We lose everything. We lose our water pumping systems. We lose food delivery. We lose the pharmacies. We lose command and control. The bad guys are going to be coming out. All of these things add up to the perfect scenario. What should ordinary citizens be doing? It's the old Boy Scout motto. I'm an Eagle Scout, all right? Be prepared. It doesn't take much to be prepared to survive for a month or two without electricity. I went through it back in September. I was in the middle of Helene. I had no electricity for 6 weeks. But I had the basic things in place to help me and my wonderful fiance survive. So be prepared. Have basic food supply. Doesn't have to be Patriot food. Just get some discount canned food. Water supply. Have a good water filter system. Make sure your medications are up to date and it's not 1 or 2 days away. These type of things will make the difference between you going out into the street on day 2 or 3 to find something versus being prepared. Now, I live in a small town. We work together. I don't think that would work very well in the middle of St. Louis, Philadelphia, or New York.
It's different.
So you don't want to be on the streets if something like this happens.
Yes. And it's so important to lean into what you were just talking about here. Of course, if you listen to 1 Second After, it's going to change the way you see things in life. And I'm going to be honest, William, your book has cost me thousands of dollars. I am a well-armed and prepared citizen at this point in time, and it's your fault. And I will also give you credit, but I won't be able to tell you then.
Well, don't you feel a little bit more secure now
Yes.
as we're talking about this, that you go home tonight with your husband? Do you have children?
Yeah, 4. I have 4 kids. Yes.
Good heavens, you better be prepared.
That's right. Well, but and to your point of what you're talking about with Helene, people can read this book and then they can go, oh my gosh, I have to start. I have to get going. But that may never happen. We may never live in a time, you and I both may never live in a time where we see something like this happen. The Golden Dome is fortified and we're protected because we live in the best country on the planet. But we could have another hurricane. We live in Tornado Alley, and we've seen a lot of weather events come through, earthquakes, just things that you can't anticipate that Mother Nature doesn't have a political bent or it's not a war or anything like that. The preparedness that you can learn about from this book can really make it so that you can be self-sufficient and, again, like you said, not have to worry in the event of some kind of emergency.
I could have written a textbook. Novels are a far better way to get a story across because it becomes a story. Readers get involved in the characters. And then along the way, I'm slipping in, do this, do that to be better prepared. So that was the original purpose of the novel, and it still is today.
Yeah.
And I'll be glad that the movie, they're swearing to me, the movie is going to follow the novel very closely.
Who has the rights to the movie? Who's producing it?
Starling Productions. I can't say names yet, confidentiality, but it looks like we have the female lead and the male lead, most likely being locked in today. They have gone to Bulgaria because they do a lot of filming in Bulgaria now. The sets are being made, and in 8 weeks, I fly to Bulgaria to see what it looks like.
Well, how exciting for you, and how exciting for us as well to have you on the show, but especially exciting to get to meet Chloe. That is a wonderful partner that you have that has been keeping
and
you company.
Here comes the other one, there, Abby.
Abby, Chloe, and Abby. Well, thank you for your time. We hope that you'll come back on, especially as this movie is produced and is coming together. I will wrestle greatly if I am going to sit through this movie because the anxiety that comes through, but also following through this book towards the end, it's such a complete story. And we're lucky to have your knowledge put in a story like this that people consume. I can't wait to see the movie.
And you're an excellent host. I really appreciate you. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you so much for the time today. William Fortune, the author of One Second After. This is incredible reading. It is something that...
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.